There's 150% man, trans yogi sues NYC yoga studio after staff escorted him out of women's locker room. By Lara Gwynn on May 22, 2023. A transgender woman is suing Hot Yoga Chelsea in New York City after he insisted on using the women's locker room on May 4. Dylan Miles, who is also known as Ali Miles, is an LGBTQIA+ individual who was born with male genitalia but identifies as woman, according to court documents. Miles wants $5 million from the yoga studio for feeling what he described as shame, humiliation, and frustration after employees at the yoga studio were forced to escort him from the women's locker room. Court documents show that Miles had been specifically confirmed by multiple employees of the yoga studio that he could not use the women's bathroom/locker room. Miles alleges that he explained to multiple employees of the studio that he identifies as a woman and wished to use the women's bathroom/locker room when he attended a yoga class. The staff told him numerous times that he would need to use the men's bathroom/locker room, according to the court documents. Miles used the women's locker room anyways, which upset women using the facility, and Miles was asked to leave and was eventually escorted out of the locker room by staff. It wasn't even like he was just standing there, a witness told the New York Post. He was crouched down on the floor in front of the shower stalls. It was very uncomfortable for one of the women that was in there and she was completely naked. He also derobed, and he is a full male. There's 150% man. There were things hanging out, the witness added. Related, high school student calls out school officials for not protecting girls from trans-identifying biological male using girls' bathrooms and locker. The Post noted that Miles has filed 3 gender identity discrimination lawsuits in 13 months in New York. He has also sued a Planet Fitness gym in the Bronx, and also a homeless shelter in the Bronx. We have other transgender people, at Chelsea Hot Yoga. We have several trans women and several trans men. And there's never been a problem, it's this individual, the witness told the Post. The Post mentioned that trans activists using the law as cases such as Miles' 3 lawsuits could be part of a coming tsunami of trans rights lawsuits targeting small businesses. This person started in immediately with reciting the law, and why would you do that? The witness said. Because this person could see that there were other women, amongst myself, that were notably upset, this person. I don't know if they come to these places to try to start a problem or whatever. Watch, transgender activists show their true colors, chase down Riley Gaines at SFSU. The case is Ali Miles A/K/A/Dylan Miles v. Chelsea Traditional Hot Yoga LLC D/B/A Hot Yoga Chelsea NYC. Monique Florio, Neil Copper No. 154,379 2023 at the Supreme Court of the State of New York. In 2015, a Michigan woman won her appeal against Planet Fitness after she complained about a large, tall man. Using the alias of Carlotta Skłodowska, using the women's locker room and was surprised. Stunned and shocked and did not feel comfortable changing her clothes or showering with a man present and watching. The gym revoked the woman's membership for complaining about the man, and the woman successfully sued the gym. In March, 7 sorority sisters from Kappa Kappa Gamma at the University of Wyoming are suing the sorority for allowing a man who identifies as a woman to move into the house. The women expressed fear about the transgender member after he allegedly became physically aroused near them.